This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It is Monday, February 16th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A man has died and a child was flown to the hospital after being hit by a train in Marion Friday night. ONN's Kristen McFarland has details.
Marion police have identified the man as 33-year-old Dalton McMillan. Police say the 12-year-old had to be rescued from beneath the train. They were taken to Marion General Hospital and later flown to Nationwide Children's. Right now, police are investigating what happened.
Some workers were injured in an explosion and fire at a large food processing plant northwest of Cincinnati over the weekend. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
Today, investigators are still piecing together what happened leading up to the explosion and fire at the Cook Foods plant in Fairfield. Butler County Sheriff Richard K. Jones says two individuals were burned. Other reports indicate one person was reported missing. The Butler County Sheriff's Office also requested people living within 2 miles of the plant to shelter in place due to concerns about an ammonia leak Saturday.
Authorities in Northeast Ohio are investigating alleged misconduct by a school employee with charges tied to inappropriate communication and behavior involving a minor. More from ONN's Danielle Wiggins in Cleveland.
A Rocky River High School staff member is on paid leave after being arrested for allegedly offering drugs and alcohol to a former underage student. 56-year-old Michael Sandy, a school maintenance worker, was arrested. He's charged with 3 counts of attempted contributing to the delinquency or unruliness of a minor. Police say he allegedly sent messages to the former student over social media. Sandy will remain on paid leave as the case plays out.
Ohio lawmakers are working to strengthen the state's child protection laws. ONN's Noelle Blumel in Toledo says new legislation is being introduced this week.
State Representative Josh Williams announced he will introduce Kimani's Law on Tuesday. The bill is designed to enhance protections for children across the state. According to Williams' office, he will be joined by Kimani Latigue's mother. 13-year-old Kimani was reported missing in March of last year and was later found dead. Her father, Darnell Jones, has been charged with her murder.
One Southeast Ohio community is challenging a new drone program based on civil liberties concerns. ONN's Brianna Albizu explains.
The City and Safety Services Committee for the Athens City Council blocked the Ohio Department of Transportation's drone program from proceeding because of concerns over warrantless searches and potential civil liberties violations. The $300,000 state-funded program is designed to provide first responders with real-time aerial footage for emergency response, suspect identification, and hazard assessment. Athens City Councilman Michael Wood is proposing explicit warrant requirements in order for the project to proceed.
A Northwest Ohio community remains under a boil advisory after a series of water main breaks. ONN's Danita Harris has the story.
In Huron County, residents in Greenwich remain under a boil advisory after a series of water main breaks disrupted the village's water supply. According to Facebook, there have been at least 5 water main breaks in the area within the last week. Crews have repaired them all, but officials are still asking people to cut back on water use to help stabilize pressure. For now, the boil advisory remains in effect through Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
And in northern Ohio, Lake Erie looks frozen over for miles, but that beauty can be dangerously deceiving, especially as temperatures warm up. Here's ONN's Candace Hare in Cleveland.
This is the time of year that fire departments throughout the area, they are actively preparing for what becomes the busiest time of the season. A fire official say that what looks solid from shore can quickly give way, especially as temperatures fluctuate. The Cleveland Division of Fire also says that stepping on to the ice, that puts you at risk, of course, of falling in, and that hypothermia can set in just a matter of minutes.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett. on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.